The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello and happy Friday. Hope you're all doing well out there, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Solutions, a full-service independent financial planning firm located in Medford. I am here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions or on anything that we discuss here on the air, check out my website at financialchickshow.com or call my office at 631-758-8691. And please make sure to like us on Facebook at Diversified Financial Solutions. So yes, we made it to Friday. And actually, I have my daughter, Megan, here with me today. She decided to jump in on the radio show. So how are you doing, Megan?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am good. Well, I guess you are doing pretty good because not only do you have a long weekend like most of us having off Monday, you actually have the whole week off next week, right? Yeah. So you're pretty excited about that.
I'm really excited.
All right. That's good. That's good. So for my listeners, since the last time we were together, we've had two more snow days. I feel like sometimes I'm a meteorologist, but it's just been, you know, the talk of the town. So the Sunday snow was actually quite pretty. You know, I'm not a big fan of snow, but the trees look really nice, right, Megan? Mm-hmm. When we looked at it, was, you know, it was like a winter wonderland. And I know you're a big Christmas person, right? So, but that snow event on Wednesday night to Thursday morning was just annoying. Not a lot of snow, but enough that we had to shovel, you know, because Daddy wasn't home with the snowblower. But this stuff just keeps piling up and still more snow in the forecast. So we all know it's winter. But, you know, as I had mentioned before, it's harder to swallow since we're coming off two very mild winters where we really haven't seen any snow. So
we haven't had snow in a really long time, actually.
I know. So it's good. I mean, you know, I love the four seasons, you know, but we've had a couple of snowstorms, so I'm done at this point, really, you know. So, like, if you were listening last week, I said that my husband ordered a new snowblower, which has not come in yet. So, hence, that's why the snow is continuing, right, as we say. So, mark my words, once he gets it in, the snow is going to stop, and we'll not get any snow for the next several years. There'll be nothing going on, you know. So, but here's the good news. You ready? It is staying lighter later each day, which is really awesome. But the best thing, do you know how many days till spring?
36.
Oh my God, she nailed it. 36 days till spring. Not like she's counting or anything. But yeah, so it's pretty cool. So just a little quickie on last week's show, I had the CEO of Plan Confidence, which is a company that helps hardworking Americans. My friend Kevin Clark, he developed a service that helps financial advisors like me help people with their company retirement plans that all of you have out there, whether it's a 401k, 403b, 457, thrift savings plan, or any other type of qualified plan. So in many cases, you're not really given much guidance with your company retirement plan. Basically, you're on your own. So now some of you love that and enjoy picking the funds and making changes when they're needed. But for most of you, you have no idea what you're doing and are searching for help, because I talk to people all the time about this. So not to mention that the Department of Labor and the Securities and Exchange Commission has prohibited advisors from helping their clients with company plans. Again, money that we manage in-house, we can help you with the rebalancing and choices, but a company plan is outside. But Plan Confidence is a program that enables me to help you with that. So if you want to listen to the show from last week, you can actually go to financialchickshow.com, and you can hit the media tab on the top on the first page and find the show from February 5th, this past week. So we're still running the promotion. So typically the charge for this service is $50 per month, but we're doing a special for my radio listeners. We're going to offer you a reduced fee of $35 per month for the next 30 days if you say you heard this on the Financial Chick Show. That's only $1.17 per day to ensure that your retirement plan is allocated properly. I mean, let's face it, right now, you know, the market's been a little bit crazy. It's been hedging upwards every day, but we have our down days. And, you know, people, I'm getting calls every day, you know, what's going on with the market and the new administration and what's happening. So, you know, for $35 a day, you very easily can spend that on things like Starbucks or the lottery, right, Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks, yeah. And so it's like, you know, if you, as a person, like, you know, with your money and trying to stretch your money, it can go pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, which, those things don't have a long shelf life. So, you know, once you scratch off and you don't win, or you have your coffee and that's it. And sometimes, well, we're going to diss on Starbucks a little bit. Sometimes you get a bellyache, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't like Starbucks.
All right. Well, we shouldn't go there. But, you know, all right. So that's spoken from, you know, the mouth of a teenager. So there you have it. But protecting your retirement savings now is going to produce income for you in the long run. So that is something that's going to have a much longer shelf life. And that's something that we want. We're building toward that future. So you don't have to worry about running out of money in retirement and having a plan. So go to the website financialchickshow.com and fill out the contact us form or call the office, and we can get that together for you. So next week, Megan, what are you thinking of doing?
Probably a lot of hanging out with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically it, because it's winter. There's not much you can do.
Right. So you're not going to help me in the office is really what I'm
I mean, hearing. I could do that. I could do that.
Well, this week, wasn't it really kind of an interesting week? This week, a lot of volatility in terms of, not even talking about the market, but volatility in things. Like just before I left the office, a gentleman that I do business with one of the companies that I work with, he just left the company. I feel there's a lot of changes. I don't know if you're feeling that this week too, but I think you felt it a little bit too, mm-hmm. right? With school, like what was happening with school, your classes?
All my classes were getting canceled. It seemed like the teachers just didn't care. They're like, oh, break's next week. Let's just cancel class.
Oh,
like
no.
My ninth period class was canceled every day this week.
Okay, yeah.
So
I don't know. There's something definitely in the air, and I don't know what's going on, but it was definitely a volatile week. So I must say, I feel like I say it a lot, but I'm super excited that it's Friday, and really just to regroup and pull it back together and again and see what's going on. But there was an interesting thing. I was on Facebook, and I have interns in my office every year, actually. Actually, I have somebody coming in very soon from Patrick Medford. I'll give a little prop to Patrick Medford, which is my alma mater. And so one of my interns that I had several years ago, I saw a post that she read, and this I just wanted to share this with you because I think it's really amazing. So it's about college. She said, please save yourself the money, time, and energy and resources by going to community college first. Nobody cares that you go into Suffolk Community College first instead of, let's say, Hofstra or Delphi, NYU, LIU, etc. Save your money, get your degree. Enter all of the scholarship opportunities Suffolk Community College has to offer, and then go to the school and get your second degree. So, you know, associates and then your bachelor's. So, you know, she went on to say, I went to Hofstra straight out of high school. Guess what? The only student loan I owe right now is Hofstra. Why? I took out a $30,000 loan from Hofstra University, left a year after, and went to Suffolk Community College. She was able to pay for 1.5 years of Suffolk Community College through waitressing, costing her a total of $9,000 for 3 semesters, and was able to make $3,000 each semester through tips and pay the semester in full while building my credit. Reason I share this is like, I love to hear millennials doing great things and really being smart and fiscally conservative in their monetary decisions. So then she went on to say that she got a full ride scholarship from Suffolk Community College to her current school. She's got Pace University now. going to school for free with her master's covered as well, but still paying for their first year, unfortunately, tuition at from Hofstra, which if she went to Suffolk Community College first, she could have had the same path. So I just feel, you know, that was like an amazing post. And I might have her, actually, we were talking, I might have her on the air and to kind of give her the opportunity to give her firsthand experience. And, you know, a lot of people feel like, you know, Suffolk Community College, maybe the 13th grade. I'm giving a lot of props to Suffolk Community College, so thumbs up. It is a good institution. I actually went to Adelphi, and I took a few courses there over the summer. So it's a good place. But as a financial advisor, the financial chick, this is what I do. I basically help people to make right decisions with their money, whether it's going to college or retirement, and really making it happen. So, So, Megan, when you go to college, what are you going to do first?
Community college.
Oh, right. That's my girl. So, yeah. So, we're pretty close, right? You know, we got about 4 years to make that decision, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you are listening to The Financial Chick, and this is The Financial Chick Show. We are going into the break, but after the break, we are actually going to have Joe DiStefano, which is our assemblyman, and with the continued volatility that I'm talking about, again, not in the markets, but just in life in general, which affects the markets in some certain way, we're going to talk about what's happening in Albany and Cuomo and a few things. So, I'm excited to have him after the break and see what's going on and give you some insight. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the Financial Chick. My company is Diversified Financial Solutions, and you can reach us at 631-758-8691 or visit the website at financialchickshow.com. We are here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and we are here to help you navigate all those changes. So thanks for coming back after the break. I'm excited to actually have Assemblyman, New York State Assemblyman Joe DiStefano. I don't call him Joseph, but I call him Joe. Joe DiStefano on the line, and we're going to talk a little bit about some things that are happening in our state and get some answers as to what is the future look for this year. So, Joe, are you out there?
I'm here.
All right. How are you doing, Joe?
Good, good. First of all, I want to say I remember Megan when she was born, so that she's sitting there with you.
It's amazing, right?
Another plug is that I use Plan Confidence that I heard you talking about in the prior segment, and you've been my financial person for a number of years now, and I couldn't be happier that you are,
and you've
made very good decisions and helped me out with a lot of decisions that I needed to make, and for that, I am grateful.
And, thank you so much, Joe.
I know that's the little plug I needed to do because it's true.
And I didn't ask you to do that, so I do appreciate you doing that.
Quite on my own. I did it on my own because I believe in you and I believe what you do. And I thank you for everything you've done for me.
Well, thank you. I enjoy working with you. So it's a mutual respect for sure.
Anyway, I know that's not why you wanted me to call. I thank you for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to speak with you about things that are, affect the residents of New York State.
Absolutely.
I guess the biggest thing that we're facing right now in the state is the news that we found out yesterday that the governor misled or intentionally misled the people about the deaths of the people going to nursing homes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, we've been asking for several months now, well before the year started, that our conference wanted to take away his executive powers. We wanted to go before the entire legislature to have them remove those executive powers.
Mm-hmm.
To date, we have not had any success doing that. But recently, when these new things came to light, we're starting to see more Democrats, because everyone knows I am a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Democrats are saying that, you know, is this okay that this is going on? That, you know, we're being held to a standard where he's been misleading the entire state and the country, for that matter.
Right.
And we have to try and protect him. His secretary had a conference with the New York State Democrats, assembly members and senators, on a conference call yesterday. And somehow, some way, someone recorded it. And that's how this thing got out.
Wow.
That somebody recorded that private conversation that they were having, and they gave it over to the New York Post, and I guess Fox News grabbed a hold of it. This is unacceptable.
Yeah.
Thousands of people lost family members, and all they're looking for is answers. They're not looking for anything. Retribution, I don't know about that, but, you know, think about it. You had your parent or your grandparent in a nursing home, and you weren't even able to see them as they were dying.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going through that all by themselves, and there's no accountability to date. There's nobody taking responsibility. The president, President Trump is gone. You can't keep blaming him for everything that went on in the world. He's not there anymore. You're going to have to start standing on your own 2 feet and start taking some of the responsibility for the actions that you caused. Executive order made this happen. This didn't happen by itself. You ordered those people back into the nursing homes with COVID, and it created another pandemic within the nursing home industry.
Right.
And I'm glad to see that the other side of the aisle are starting to see that maybe it's time to maybe take his executive powers away. Let's get back to the equal branches of government, which is what the state charter says we're supposed to be doing.
Right. I mean, that's the way to do it. I mean, you can't have one person making all these decisions. And if that is the case, that person has to fess up if they didn't make the right decisions. I mean, I guess he just can't, he wrote that book, so I guess he can't go back on things because he, supposedly handled everything so well as per himself, So I think he's trying to save face in a way, right? I mean,
The bottom line is the people who lost loved ones in nursing homes, they want accountability. They want someone to be accountable to what happened and why.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the only way out of this is to get a special prosecutor or somebody that's going to be impartial and just do an investigation. Our side of the aisle is calling for an investigation, an impartial one, Department of Justice. As everyone may be aware, as soon as President Biden took office, he halted the Department of Justice's investigation into the nursing home scandal. I guess we can call that partisan, because he may not have wanted to have the governor get in trouble for some of his actions. The bottom line is we need accountability. Our side of the aisle, they're talking about impeaching him. I don't know if that's ever going to happen because, again, the state legislature is made up of mostly the Democratic Party. They're over us 2-1 in the assembly, and they have a supermajority in the Senate. So anything that happens, they have a veto-proof block that they could do.
Okay.
So the bottom line is we need to pull together. We need to find out what happened and why.
Right. It's a big issue. I mean, what about now, of course, the other, I guess, elephant in the room is the budget and some things that he's tossing around, some ideas there. What's going on with that?
Well, we haven't we just had budget hearings the last week or so, 10 days. The budget is more expensive this year than it was last year with less revenue. So I don't know how that math adds up.
Right.
I think the governor and the state legislature is still looking for the bailout from the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows if that's really going to happen. They're putting all their eggs in one basket. They're not looking, for any other ways of having reoccurring revenue. They still have marijuana on the table. They're having online sports betting as being another avenue of revenue. That's not a way to plug a hole.
Right.
You need to find out. You have to cut spending, and you have to find reoccurring revenue sources that are not, I would say, social issues in our state. They've already set aside one third of whatever they think they're going to receive for marijuana sales in the social aspect of it, or what they would need to do for social programs for people who may get addicted or may need help and substance abuse and things like that. So already you're spending a third of what you think you're going to
take in. Yeah. Wow.
And, again, not a good way. And I'll say it to you, as I said it to many people who have asked me, marijuana is plentiful in everybody's neighborhood. I don't like it. I hate the idea that it is that way. Bottom line is I don't see a lot of people going to dispensaries and picking up marijuana and maybe putting a 10% tax on it or whatever the case may be, because they can go to their neighbor and get it just as easily. They don't have to pay a tax and they get it cheaper.
Right.
The black market will be thriving. And the revenue that they think they're going to get is not going to be materialized. And then we'll go into the bad things about that, about the the states that have already legalized it. You know, fatalities are up, motor vehicle accidents are up. Law enforcement it doesn't have a real way of controlling that. It's a special need that they need to like if you have a DUI, there's a way of doing that with the substance abuse. It's a little bit more difficult. Again, many problems that we're facing in the state, and again, without reoccurring revenue that's going to, you know, keep the programs going, there needs to be some kind of cuts in some of the spending that we have.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, fiscal conservatism really hasn't been the way of New York State for quite some time, unfortunately. And, you know, we were in a tough shape before COVID, and obviously we weren't ready. And I tell my clients that, be ready for anything that could possibly happen. And as a state, we weren't. So we're kind of running to the end of the show, Joe, already. I know it goes so quickly. But I want to thank you so much for giving my listeners an update of what's going on in New York State. And I'll leave you with a little quote here that kind of goes along with all this. An entire sea of water can't sink a ship unless it gets inside the ship. Similarly, the negativity of the world can't put you down unless you allow it to get inside you. So I think we all need to breathe and hope to God that the right people that are in place will make things happen for a positive, you know, for New York State and for each of us. You know, so I thank you for all that you do in helping and being a voice for us down here on Long Island.
And I thank you for allowing me to spend a few minutes with your listeners. And you can invite me back anytime.
All right. Absolutely. Well, listen, everybody have a great weekend. You, Joe, my listeners, have a happy Valentine's Day. And I will see you next Friday.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.